Yes, good morning. This is your boy Kumo Muhammad here, man. Keeping it real, Kumo Muhammad podcast. Hear what's going on, man. Hear what is going on. All the people out there who ain't voting when they want to vote, B's and D's is the same. That argument is now null and void. You know what I mean? That argument does not hold any weight at all anymore. So, you people, if that argument, you are all clowns, because that argument doesn't have any weight at all anymore. We have multiple options, and there are many parties out there. You understand? No. The thing that got me the most is that the whole year, and honestly, the first time Prime Minister Barbados won the election. Sorry, the first time he got in, because he got in because Right Honorable David Thompson died. So that's how he got in. Alright. We said, well, election coming up. You know, he inherit the party. Inherit Thompson. Old ways of doing things, how Thompson was doing things. So we're going to give him a chance now to be him, to be himself. You know what I mean? To win on his own. And we're going to give him a chance and we're going to vote for him. You know, one of the main reasons being, we ain't really see we could do yet. He deserve a second chance. Alright, when we give him the second chance, no. The general consensus on the ground was, he was completely horrible. That is not my take on things. That is not how I feel. That is not a personal opinion. That is how most people feel, or that was how most people felt at the time. So at the time, most of us, most of you felt that he did a horrible job, you know, mismanaged a lot of funds. And then over 3,000 people went home at one time. So I think that was a severe burden. And then they had quite a few marches. Yes, it's true. The marches were mostly led by the BLP. But they had a few union marches also. Whether you want to say they are political or not, I separate the union from politics. Although, you know, I'm not oblivious to the fact that there are a few people in the union who have strong political ties. I'm well aware of that. So with that being said, they had a lot of marches. They had quite a few marches going on, and they were against how things were happening in many workplaces and within the workforce of Barbados. So that was another way of saying, well, many working Bajans, are quite enraged, quite angry, you know, discontented, not satisfied at all with what's going on. Good. And then another criticism was of the Prime Minister was he's not Minister of Finance, you know. Traditionally, prime ministers take the role of Minister of Finance, or for what we saw for the last couple of years in Barbados and many other Caribbean islands on the whole. And that was mainly because the prime minister is first among equals, you know. So he should be in charge of the most important thing. And the most important thing we will see is the economy, managing our finances. So when he's not that person, and the person is someone else taking up such a tedious job, it was felt that, well, whoa, this man is not really in charge. It's really Chris who running the country, called Chris is running the economy. That was how most of us felt at the time. Okay, it comes around. There was an outcry on the street, at least. On the streets, there were many outcries for elections to be called. Had many people wondering when's elections. And then what took us further in a tailspin is when the Honorable Prime Minister, Mr. Frandell Stewart, said he knows the law. You know, this is not a verbatim. This is me paraphrasing, all right? He knows the law and he knows where elections are due. And he had 90 days and whatever, whatever. Good. So that had us extremely involved in the mystery of when elections will be. All right. So after all that, we call elections. I know some people will say they are not voting. Like, that is ludicrous. That is mad. I don't understand that ad hoc behavior at all. You must vote, because I just point out to you, I just spent over 5 minutes pointing out to you the many reasons why you should vote and the many reasons why you wanted to vote so bad. So it can only be because you are caught up in the stupidness that are being said by politicians that will make you want to start voting. No, vote. Search within yourself, search within the parties, study how things are going now, how you would like it to continue, and vote accordingly. Later on, I will do another audio podcast on why elections is an extremely funny thing. And why you can very well see one party as the main focal point, and another party could still win and shock an entire nation. And he's showing you how we can use numbers to manipulate a system and create a false reality because of numbers. Because numbers is a very, very serious thing. Numbers is a very, very serious thing. So you can have situations where you have an increasing amount of people coming out, but still that's not the majority. You know, we take sample sizes, so you might got 40 or 50 or 60,000 people, and that will seem like the majority, but then you will forget there are over 275,000 people. They are not together like us, so we look bigger. They are scattered. But when they come together for that one day, you know, like, they are going to be extremely greater than us. Double the amount. And that is the problem with the both parties. That is the problem with the major parties. Because they're more than two parties. That is the problem with the major parties in Barbados now regarding the BLP and the DLP. It's a very interesting situation, but I'm sure that both people are on top of their game. And on election day, we will see. I will talk to you all later, but keep it locked though. You know what I mean? Look out for much more from me. Manners. This is your boy Kumba Mohammed, signing out.